Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
この番組はジャパントップ10ナンバーワンの J-POP ポッドキャストです。このエピソードはカルチャーエピソードです。 You're listening to Japan Top 10 The number one Japanese music podcast. You're listening to A Culture's episode on Japan
Top 10. Hello everybody, welcome to episode 432 of Japan Top 10 Cultures, number 32, Studio Ghibli Soundtracks Part 2. This is your host, Tassie.
And Lydia.
Woo! Yeah, before we start the episode, let's do some announcements.
Do you want to join our team? We currently have an opening for audio editor and content distributor positions. Join the biggest and best Japanese music-based podcast out there. You can check out our website at jtop10.jp/join for details.
Want to advertise on our podcast? Market your brand onto one of the world's most popular Japanese cultural-based podcasts. Reach up to potentially 70,000 listeners around the world on a weekly basis with advertising costs that will fit your company's budget. Well, look no further. Find the full details at jtop10.jp to find out an advertising plan that will suit your company's needs.
So, are you an indie Japanese music artist? If you create Japanese music and you want some exposure, please get in touch with our music director by sending them an email at dean@jtop10.jp, along with the song you would like us to feature on the podcast.
If you enjoy listening to our Cultures episode, remember you can always receive a full version of this episode by becoming a Patreon donor, just starting at $1. Plus, you'll receive this episode without any announcements of interruptions, just commentary and music. Check out our website at jtop10.jp/club for details.
Please stream Cain the Angel's debut song, October Wind, on Spotify and all streaming platforms. If you support our advertisers, you're supporting our podcast. We need your support to sustain the show for the long run. Thank you. All right, so this is our part two episode of our Ghibli episode. Our last episode on this topic was back in 2018, and it was episode 219, hosted by Ethel and Andy. So it's been quite a few years since we've talked about this topic, and me and Tassie are super excited to bring back the Ghibli vibes.
Yes, so before we start, for those who don't know the wonderful world of Ghibli, I will give you a little blurb about them. So, Studio Ghibli is a world-acclaimed Japanese animation film studio that was founded by animator/director Hayao Miyazaki, Isao Takahata, and producer Toshio Suzuki in 1985.
The studio is known for its high-quality filmmaking, storytelling, and traditional animation, which many modern animation studios have switched to digital animation. Popular works that you might know of are Tsunami no Totoro, also known as My Neighbor Totoro from 1988, Tenkyū no Shiro Rapida, Castle in the Sky from 1986, and Majo no Takyubin, Kiki's Delivery Service from 1989. Internationally, their best-known movie is Sen to Chihiro no Kamikakushi, also known as Spirited Away, which was released in 2001. It won many awards, notably the Academy Award for Best Animated Feature in 2003.
In today's episode, we'll be discussing on some of the songs featured in the recent Ghibli films that our team didn't mention from last time. So, what's your favorite Ghibli movie?
I think I have a tier list, but I think... you know, it's serious.
Yes. I'm like that too, dude.
I really like Howl's Moving Castle. I think.
Oh, classic. Yes.
I love a good feel-good movie, and I think second would be either Princess Mononoke.
Oh, that's good too.
I know. And maybe Castle in the Sky is third.
Oh, that's good as well. Is Howl's Moving Castle your first Ghibli film?
No, I think Spirited Away was.
Interesting. Okay, so for me, my first Ghibli movie was Tonari no Totoro, my neighbor Totoro.
Whoa, okay.
Yeah, my dad was the one who introduced it to me. My dad at the time bought this, what's it called again? It's the
VHS.
It's not VHS, but it's
DVD.
After. It was before a DVD, but it was like a really big like disc. Is it?
Wait, what? There's something in between that.
Yes.
The two? What?
Yeah, it's huge. It's like the size of this disc is like a record, like a vinyl record player.
What?
Is it called a laser disc? I don't know, but
I've never heard of this, Tassie.
Yes, but my dad was the one who brought me that, and I was just so in awe of like how magical it was.
Aww.
Yeah, it's one of my favorites, but I wouldn't say it's like my top.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it's so hard. It's either for me, it's either Howl's Moving Castle or Kiki's Delivery Service.
I knew like those. It. You know why? Listeners, you might not know, but Tassie has a cat. The cat is named after the cat in Kiki's Delivery Service. So I was like, huh.
Yes.
There's the connection here.
My dear Gigi.
Gigi!
Yes. For me, like, Howl's Moving Castle, it's just like, yes, it's like what you were saying, it's so romantic.
Mm-hmm.
But the book is way different. I read the book before, but
oh.
Yeah, I just love how like, yeah, I just love how smooth Mr. Howl is.
Basically, we have the hots for Mr. Howl.
Yes. But it has like the best, like, I think it's the best soundtrack.
Oh yeah. Soundtrack is, I think all of them are very gorgeous.
Yes.
In their own way. Like everyone has like their own kind of it's your cup of tea, but yeah. Mm-hmm. Definitely, for sure, like very whimsical, charming. Oh, you could listen to is it Merry-Go-Round?
Yes. It's like Jinsei no Merry-Go-Round, life's merry-go-round. I think.
Mm.
Yeah, we featured that in our part one of this. Mm-hmm. Of the Ghibli series. But yeah, it's so romantic. Okie dokie, let's start the episode with our first song, which is Gake no Ue no Ponyo, Ponyo on the Cliff by Nozomi Ohashi, 2008.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Ponyo was released on December 5th, 2007 and is from the movie Ponyo.
It was performed by the folk group Fujioka Fujimaki and sung by then 8-year-old Nozomi Ohashi.
The song was a written collaboration of Ghibli's composer Joe Hisashi, and the lyrics were written by the film's supervisor Katsuya Kondo and director Hayao Miyazaki.
One interesting fact was Hisashi doubted the melody of this song. What happened was that he saw the storyboard for Ponyo, and suddenly the tune of the song that he just heard came up into his head, and he just thought that it was just too simple. But after 2 to 3 months of dwelling it and like humming it, he finally told Miyazaki and Suzuki, and they also really liked the melody as well. They both believe that this song, even though it's simple, it's perfect for the film.
This song was so popular that it was performed at NHK's New Year's Song Contest, Kohaku Uta Gassen, making Ohashi the youngest participant after 59 years of airing.
This song is so catchy.
Yeah, it's like, you can't get it out of your head. Once you start singing it, it's stuck.
Yes, for me, Ponyo is not my... Ponyo is actually one of my low tiers of Ghibli films, but I really like the song, just the song.
I think it's a very cute song, and it's nice for like kids of that generation to get into these types of movies, because yeah. it is a very like simple movie, mm-hmm. and it's very cute. But I agree with you, like it's not something that's like struck too much of a chord with me.
Yeah, do you remember the English dub version of the song?
Oh yeah, it was sung by like one of the Joe Jonas brothers.
Yes, so
and the Cyrus.
Yes, so it was. It was no. You're right. It was
Joe Jonas, the Jonas Brothers,
the Jonas Brothers. Yes,
oh, there we go.
Yeah, the voice actors of this movie in the English version was by Frankie Jonas, the youngest Joe Bro, and then Ponyo was played by Miley Cyrus's younger sister, Noah Cyrus, I think.
Yeah.
Yes. Anyways, I don't know. At the time, I was very bitter knowing that.
Shots fired.
No. I was like, why dub? Is it because they're like, you know, the younger siblings of those singers? But then I was just like, you know what? Good for them.
Yeah, like I think the English version is pretty good. Like it's not bad at all, I don't think.
Yeah, the behind the scenes of the Japanese version is really cute. Yeah, like Ohashi-san, there's like a lot of like footage at the time where she would just hang out with Suzuki and Miyazaki, and then like, you know, it's just like usually when you see Hayao Miyazaki, his face is like,
you know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
He just looks like a strict man.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, but like, yeah, so like someone who looks like he's always dwelling in like, in deep thought. But he's like, but he's able to make such beautiful movies. And then just like, and then when I saw his like interaction with Ohashi, I was like, wow, you know what? Like, I can see that like this man is different when he's with children. Like, he's like much more kind-hearted and stuff like that. But yeah, but his to his own son, that's a different story. I don't know if you know the drama of that.
To be honest, I'm not too familiar with the. Like, oh. I know he has a son and he directed Earth Tales. Or mm-hmm, something. See, mm-hmm. Sorry.
No, you're right. Yeah, I'll tell you
the drama. Okay,
I'll tell you the tea. I'll spill the tea later.
All right. Okay. But thank you for listening. And with next time, let's just give a preview. In the next episode, Andy and I will bring you an Artist of the Month episode for June, featuring a listener requested group, Calafina. They'll see you in a week from now. Yeah. Sounds good. Thank you for listening. Until next time.
Until next time. This is Tassie.
And Lydia.
Bye bye.
Bye. Japan Top 10, the number one Japanese music.